I hope you had a restful night. If not, please know that's also natural when we come to a new place, and especially when the moon is high. The moon is connected with the mind, and when the moon is full, the mind is full. It is really like that. I had so many dreams, and then I woke up in the middle of the night and said, I mean, can't we dream of something better now? and then I dreamt of Krishna. It was amazing. You know, these Vrindavan theater performances where Krishna is with this, with, decorated with a crown and everything, and it was wonderful. It was a very cultural night for me. Hari Bol. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadadi. Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadadi. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Gauranitai, paramahansa paravraja kacharya ashtato satasi simatis divine grace silabe charanaravinda shilabhakti vedanta swami maharaja shilapabhupada ki jai anant koti vaishnavrinda ki jai ISKCON founder acharya shilapabhupada ki jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai Vrindavan Maturadam ki jai Navadvip Mayapuram ki jai Gangamaya Munamai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Mahatma Prabhu, I have about how much time? Is it half an hour or? I'm sorry? Yes, half an hour each, okay? So I have a. Well, we thought we would have questions at the end of our both of our speeches together. Yes. No. This is not acceptable. You are our all and everything, but I'm only the introducing frog. Yes, the whole thing adds it. Oh my God! Actually, beyond level two, we can be a little flexible with the time, a little bit flexible. Hare Krishna, we are more advanced now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In all spiritual discussions, the subject matter of satya and sadhana, or what is the goal and how do we reach it, what are the means to obtain our goal, is of first and foremost importance. In fact, when spiritual people of all dominations come, the talk invariably begins to center on this question: who is God for you? What are his aspects? And how do we reach him? How do you reach him? What is your process? It is in fact by these two words that you can recognize a spiritualist: satya and sadhana. It's like the defining t-shirt, to speak in modern language, or the defining characteristica of any spiritual path. If you wish to go deep into the process of Krishna consciousness, and that's why we have gathered to, for this weekend here, for these days here. If you want to go deep into Krishna consciousness, you must ask this question: what is my sadhya and what is my sadhana? Now, these questions are usually decided by the founder of a sampradaya, and because we call ourselves Gaudiyas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our founder is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, we can reach more back to our ancient authorities, and then we have Brahma. But for the convenience of this subject, of my presentation on this subject, I will go to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and asked him the question: Gauranga, what's the goal and what is the means to reach it? Now we find a very nice definition in our Shastra about this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 17th chapter, verses 22 to 34. And I request you to make a note of these verses, and when you have your private reading time at home or here, let's see how much time is here, then you can read it in your own time. Adi Lila 17, 22 to 34. Here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in this age of Kali, there is no other means. Wow, he speaks about sadhana, that's clear. There is no other means. No other means. Three times, my God, he's really serious about this. For self-realization, then chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. It's really clear. Even someone who's hard of hearing, like myself, has it here. No other means, no other means, no other means, then chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name. This is a definition of the sadhana. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sadhya is very, very clear. He has defined this very much in his last days on planet Earth, where he was in the Gambira simply desiring Lord Krishna. Hey Krishna, O son of Maharaj Nanda, O you who placed in the playground of Vrindavan, O you who is worshipped by the love of the gopis, Kahan, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sadhya is very, very clear from the beginning of his pastimes. During the kirtans, he would sometimes become so overwhelmed with the presence of him who he was glorifying, that imagine he became Tat-Atma with him. That is, he somehow lost his identity in him. He stood in the all of a sudden like this, holding a flute, and which only those saw who had the eyes of the high prema. He stood there in a tribhanga form. Yes, the one he was glorifying with his kirtan, with the holy name, was right before his eyes so clearly that he would imitate him, like a lover who pines for the beloved. He would stand in the tribhanga form like Krishna, like Shyama Sundar, like he who holds the Murali flute. So the Sadhya is Lord Krishna of Vrindavan, the son of Maharaj Nanda, and the Sadhana is no other means, the holy name. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also defined how this sadhana should be done. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes. This verse clearly states that anyone who accepts another path cannot be delivered. So positively it's established, and negatively it's established. Positively chant Hare Krishna, and negatively if you don't do it, no chance for you. This is the reason for the triple repetition, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, which emphasizes the real process of self-realization. Now, how to do this? How are we to chant? Well, here it comes. To chant the holy name always, one should be humbler than the grass in the street and devoid of all desire for personal honor. One should offer others all respectful obeisances. This is then explained in further details, but I will not read it to you because you will read it in your own reading time. Prabhupada, Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who pens down this sadhana, what we should do, at the end is very emphatic, very temperamental. He seems to almost come out of the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita just in case his audience has not understood how important in Gaudiya Vaishnavism this chanting is. He raises his hand in the air, and here is the verse. Raising my hands, I declare. I notice everyone looks at me because it's an unusual gesture. Well, here's our Swamiji. He is raising his hands. That's not done in a normal ISKCON class. So maybe we should listen because he seems to have an urgent communication in his mind. Yes, you're right. It is urgent. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has done this communication. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone please hear me, string this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. That's the Trinadapi verse, which tells us in which mood our chanting will quickly be a fruit. We should be humble, forbearant, respectful and unassuming when it comes to our own glorification. We should not desire at all respect. So now Prabhupada in his own Prabhupada way, is now writing a purport or a little appendix to this, how we should chant. And it struck me very much that he did this, because with this he very much brings ISKCON a step away from a very, very prominent path of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which attains Lord Krishna very much through the process of smaranam, meditation. I don't know if you are like me. I like to meditate. I have this in my genes. It's not a spiritual thing. It comes from a past life. I'm naturally drawn in this life to this also, this more contemplative side of Krishna consciousness. I have to deeply understand how our sadhana should be done. And here it's a very interesting. Please listen to this. One must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to the principles of the above verse. Trinadapi Sunichena Tavaro Iva Sahishnuna. And now one should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips, as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and the tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this verse always strung about his neck. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met members of another line, like, for instance, the Mayavadis in Varanasi, who were followers of Shankaracharya, he would also quote this verse, Harayanama, 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 Eva Kevalam. You should only, only the holy name, only the holy name, only the holy name. No other process, no other process works in the Kali Yuga. He's consistent with this. And to convince his audience that this sadhana works, he added one verse from the Bhagavata. It's a very important verse. It can be found in the 11th canto, chapter 2, verse 40. And you will always find it when there's a discussion of chanting. Evam vrata sva priyana makirtya jatanurago druta citta ucchai hasatyato roditiro tigayati unmara. Unmara means crazy. Vanrityati lokabhaya. Listen to this. He tells us now how by this chanting we will surely get the sadhya, the goal, which is, strictly speaking, not just God, it's love of God. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we don't so much want Krishna, we want bhakti, because only with bhakti can we obtain Krishna. So therefore he says, by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. The sadhya becomes more clear. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. He's there in his constitutional position, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries, or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has glossed a purport here. He says, why does the devotee laugh? And why does he cry? And why then does he dance? Well, he laughs because a profound experience begins to manifest before his eyes. He has reached the goal, love of Godhead. And through this medium of love of Godhead, he sees a particularly fascinating scene which makes him laugh. He really enters first as an observer into the pastimes of the Lord. He sees the Lord stealing butter. His hand is filled with butter. He sees his reflection in the mirror of the jeweled pillar in Nanda Maharaj's court, and he sees how Krishna tells his reflection, don't tell on me that I stole. Here, you have some butter yourself. And then he smears the mouth of his reflection with butter, so that, you know, Krishna has become very, very intelligent, so that this other person cannot tell him, because he is marked as a thief permanently now. Butter is not, you can't just wipe it away, it's a very sticky substance. So, in this particular scene, which Vishwanatha Chakravarti sees, he sees little Krishna in the house of another gopi, the Jarati. Jarati finds out, my God, he has Krishna again stealing. She comes with a stick. Krishna, Krishna, don't steal my butter. Krishna runs away and hides. And now the devotee doesn't see Krishna any longer. He cries, therefore, in ecstatic love of Godhead. And he cries, Krishna, where are you? Just now you were present before my eyes. You whom I have looked for since many, many lifetimes, who I have found and who has now run away. Please, where are you? Have you given up your hopeless servant? At that moment, Krishna comes and reassuringly says, no, my devotee, I'm here. When the devotee sees this scene, he jumps up and simply, what is it, sings very loudly and dances like a madman. Others are around the devotee and they think, wow, this is quite unconventional. But the devotee does not care. He is indifferent to public opinion. My dear devotees of level 2, you have entered the school where the goal is divine madness. You can turn around still at this moment and go somewhere else. But this is what Mahaprabhu has to offer to you. By the way, according to Prabhupada's perspective, no one is sane in this world. We are all super crazy. We have forgotten who we are. But this is so severe that not even for a moment the remembrance of who we really are strikes us. It's, in medical terms, incurable schizophrenia, which has taken possession of all of us. So we want to get out of this. And we want to dance in ecstasy, laugh, and shout joyously, Krishna, Krishna, and want to be full of love. Lovers are never reasonable. Lovers always are a little unreasonable. Love could never be defined by conventional terms. It's something which is just very sublime. So this is our something on sadhana and sadhya. I want to now ask someone, can someone please bring me a Nama Rahasya? It's displayed and good, it's coming. Now I would like to the end here we are. Thank you. Oh, $20.
That's not your price.
So this morning, Mahatma Prabhu and myself will take you through a recap of what we have taught you in level 1, because level 2 builds on level 1. After we are clear about the satya and the sadhana, preparing ourselves to obtain that rare treasure of bhakti, which is given to us by the chanting of the holy name. There are other things like the proper preparation, the time, place and posture, concentration. There's also the activity of the mind there. It's advised we should meditate about the meaning. We will hear all about this this morning, and I will not go into this subject here, but in this morning's lecture it's very important for me to give the right orientation. See, when you enter the field of sadhana, you must really be sure that you do this very, very conscientiously and very rightly. A little mistake which you do in the beginning and which you might consistently keep it if you have no further information, and then you might not reach your goal. It's almost, if I want to make it graphically, imagine I would like to draw a line from this supporting pillar of the dome to the opposite supporting pillar, which is somewhere, which is there. What is your name, Mataji? Janavi Mataji. Yes. Now, if I would start here with a line which is a little off the margin or a little off the goal, you wouldn't see it. You would not perceive it. You think, yes, this line leads to the pillar. But if this line keeps, is kept like that, going like this, it will reach maybe 2 meters away from the pillar when it comes to the end. So when you consider sadhana and satya, you must have your sadhana right. It's absolutely necessary to have it right. If you are a little off, you might not note it. No one might notice it. But you will not reach the goal. I am very strongly of the opinion, here comes the uncomfortable side of Satchinandan Swami, that most of the Hare Krishna people don't know what they're doing. They don't know what is the sadhana, what is the satya. They never think about it, and their mind is totally occupied with other things. And that's why they don't get anywhere and are so unspiritual and so unhappy in their lives. This is my diagnosis after many years, and I have stopped my shyness to speak about it. And they wonder, why is it not? Why am I not happy in my spiritual life? It's because you don't have, you think you do it properly, but if you look at your japa, your main sadhana, it's really not what it is meant to be. If you look at your orientation, where you wish to go, you never think about it. Some of us are even afraid to think about Krishna in Vrindavan. And so on. How will we reach? Now, obviously, when we do our sadhana, we are always a little off the line. We are not perfect. We are very incompetent people, people of our times, who are only very fortunate because we had Prabhupada giving us our greatest fortune. But that's not the problem if we are sometimes off, when we can correct it. I remember still this one telling conversation. I was in the airplane from Mumbai to Paris, yes. And I was next to a man. I was minding my own business, writing emails. I'm writing with the hands, my emails. And this man said, had always a measuring device, and he said, we are off the course. You know, we were flying. He was somehow talking. I mind my own business. Kept on writing. After half an hour, my God, are we off the course? I had a connecting flight from Paris to somewhere, I forgot. And you know how it is. When it's always an anxiety, my God, do I make it in time? And can I catch my connecting flight? Otherwise, I have to hassle. And I'm anyways always getting lost in these international airports. It's so confusing where to go and where not to go. And my anxiety started to build up. Then after an hour or so, I had just dozed off. And I heard my neighbors with this measuring device. Wow, we are so much off the course, I can't believe it. Then I woke up with a start and I said, sir, excuse me, I'm flying to Paris. He said, I'm also flying to Paris. Yes, good. but you are always, you have this measuring device. I don't know exactly what it is, but, and you say we are off the course. I mean, what does this mean? Do we fly to Moscow or where? And he smiled at me. He was an old man, a man who did yoga himself. He was pleased to have a monk next to him. He was an Indian man, you know. He said, I hoped you would ask me the question. He said, I'm a retired air pilot and I like to see where we are. It's not a problem. You should know, due to the high altitude, there are these high altitude winds and they always bring the airplane a little bit off the course. But that's why we have devices, and the pilot has more modern devices than I have. He will notice it and he will bring the airplane back on course, and then it will fly to the destination. And we have calculated this in modern navigation, that we are off the course always a little and it takes a little time. We are not flying in a beeline, in other words, in a straight line. We can make up, we can for this. We will, if we don't hear from the cockpit and other information, we will reach on time. Don't worry. There's correction. And then he looked at me and said, young man, you must be a Hare Krishna devotee. Yes, I said. Isn't this how life is? We always get a little off course. Not off course, you know, this is, you understand? Off course, diverted, you know, from the real life. But we have to correct it. And I believe this is why we are here in level two. To learn to correct, we have learned something in level one which induced us. And now we meet again, sitting again in our airplane and wanting to correct things in our sadhana so that we reach our sadhana, our satya. I would like to give you this a very nice quotation from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that how important it is to have the right understanding so that we can correct whenever we do a mistake. This will be my last quotation, and then we will request our Giriraj Maharaj to come. Even before entering the field of Nam Bhajan, one should first know for certain that Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's service, and Krishna's servants are all eternally free. That is, they are beyond the grasp of Maya, the illusory energy. Krishna, his transcendental abode, and his paraphernalia are totally beyond material imagination. Similarly, his throne, his rooms, his gardens, his forests, Govardhan Hill, and the river Jamuna. In fact, everything about Krishna cannot be touched by Maya. It's especially important to remember this transcendental nature of Lord Krishna when we approach his service, of which chanting his holy name is foremost. This understanding is not based on blind belief, but on absolute and eternal truth. So, it's very important when you chant to have an orientation that I want to reach Krishna ultimately. And Krishna is not a figment of my imagination. He is not a mental thing. He is absolutely transcendental, so is his throne and the gardens through which he roams, and so on and so forth. So when you chant, you should always chant in an environment of Krishna Katha, having heard about Krishna, his world, from pure devotees who have an access to this, so that sparks of realization fly from their heart fires into your heart and light the fire of your own transcendental understanding there. This is very important when you chant with keeping your satya in mind. Very, very important. Don't make Krishna a creation of your mind. Receive him humbly from the parampara, and while you chant his name, you will surely reach him. Have your sadhana clear and your satya clear. I want to end my lecture. Those who are eager to awaken their spiritual consciousness and who thus have unflinching, undeviating intelligence or concentration on their goal, certainly attain the desired goal of life very, very soon. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Be eager to awaken your spiritual consciousness and have undeviating intelligence or concentration on your goal, and you will reach the goal of your life very soon. Shri Holy Name Ki Jai! Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai! Please, let us hear from you. 5 minutes overtime.